Let's all just take a moment of silence to think about how good Home Alone is.
Be on my side for once.
Sorry. You're right, dude. You know, we're always fighting.
Yes.
Why are we doing this to
each
other?
I don't know. It's so much easier just to be nice to each other.
I feel like we're toxic for each other.
Free Britney. That's what we were talking about.
Should we have freed Britney?
Hey, Nick.
Happy holidays, Pedro.
Happy holidays. Who do you think you are? It is crazy. It's hard to kind of get into the holiday spirit.
Feliz Navidad.
Yeah. Chris Feliz Jesus. Navidad.
Where is my dad?
You're the seed of the devil, man.
That's
You're
true.
You're the seed of the devil, man.
We're all the seed of the devil. I'm happy to be here in Pedro's living room. We once again tried doing an outside episode, and we got rained out.
Mother Nature.
Mother
dude.
Nature also hates our podcast. But I will say, my beautiful fiance is heading into her third trimester.
Nice.
And I would say... People talk about how
that's the sexiest trimester.
It is the sexiest trimester. No, it's not. It's so hard to have sex. It's crazy. It is. Yeah, it's insane.
On top only, dude.
Yeah, even that's kind of tricky, dude.
Yeah,
that's kind of tricky. But I would say men don't get enough credit. I think it's actually harder for men during the pregnancy.
Really?
And I'm going to take that stance. I think right. People don't want to be brave enough to say it. I'm going to say,
okay,
it's harder to be the man.
Now, why do you say it's harder?
Because we have to deal with the women.
And I'm Pedro, folks, and I just want to say thank you all for joining us, and I'm so grateful to be around my friends, dude, all
what
the time.
What is with your Christmas holiday intros the last couple of things,
what are you,
dude?
What are you talking about?
He's too joyous or what?
Yeah, it seems phoned in. Are you being a bad boy?
You know what it is, dude? Because I mentioned this earlier in the intro. It is kind of hard to get into the spirit if you don't force yourself anymore.
So you're overcorrecting.
Mm.
Don't you think there's some like truth to that?
Yeah, and that's also how the spirit got into Mary. Hey-o, forced his way in there.
Whoa.
She was non-consenting.
Well, I don't want to become pregnant. Gotta stop the holiday spirit.
All right, well, the ambulance is here because this podcast is dead.
I'm Chris James.
Somebody just died.
Follow me online at CJ Talks Funny for brand new jokes from time to time. I don't have any, I told all my jokes off the air, but I did take my nieces and nephews to the park this week.
Yeah, how was that?
It was weird. I saw a guy walking towards us in like a black and white suit carrying a Mylar balloon that said, "Here comes the groom." Yeah, I was like, what is this, some kind of weird pedophile in a tuxedo? You know, I swooped the kids behind me like this, and the dude must have seen, like, the weird look on my face because he was like, I'm getting married today. And I was like, not to these children,
you freak. Jeez Louise. Did he go away after that?
I don't know. It's just a joke.
Well, come on, dude. Live it.
Oh, sorry.
Dude. Live it.
Is this show still going?
Yeah. We're grooming you to be a better comedian. But grooming's not so bad.
Well, I mean, grooming, like hygiene wise, isn't bad.
Yeah. That's true.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Feliz Navidad.
Yeah, Feliz Navidad, dude. We're what is today, the 14th?
We are basically Elon Musk at a Dave Chappelle concert right now.
Yeah, you're right.
Getting booed off the stage.
Why did he get booed, dude?
Why did he get booed, dude?
Do you know?
Maybe just because people are tired of him. Why is he on a, you know, why is he up there? Why'd they bring him up?
Because he's got quite a bit of pool.
I like how you pronounced pole right there. That was cool how you did that.
Yeah, you pull it, dude.
Something's happening with you.
What do you think, dude?
I don't know, dude.
He's getting high.
Oh, man, that's so high. Yeah, I forgot. I forgot that he's high.
Well, I'm also pretty high. My heart's racing over here.
Whoa.
Well, don't check your pulse because you're going to freak out even more.
No, he'll freak out if he doesn't check his pulse, dude.
Oh, is that how it works?
No, I just checked it. Now I'm freaking out.
All right. Well, we're off to a great show.
Chillum's hit hard, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Chillum's a straight ripper, dude.
Also, I haven't been, I was smoking every day for like a week or so, and now I've taken a couple days off, so
that tolerance
is already back.
Why would you do that?
Why in the world?
Because
would you
stop? I need to fucking, what's it called?
Oh, pass a drug test for a job?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that'll do it.
I like how we're completing each other's
sentences.
Yeah. It's weird. You feel left out?
No, I'm fine.
Cool.
I'm fine. All right, chill. I'm sick for the 17th time.
Dude, like, what the fuck?
It's fine.
How do you get sick so often?
I'm not sick.
How do you get sick so often? I can hear it in your voice.
My voice sounds fine.
Your throat's
itchy right now. Yeah.
There's no proof.
It's coming on, dude. I know exactly where you're at. You're willing the fucking illness away.
Yeah, well,
and it's not going to work.
It is working because I was sicker 2 days ago. And I said to myself, I said, I have a strong immune system. I'm fighting this thing off.
Dude, that's like believing. That's like
believing in Santa.
Forcing yourself in the holiday spirit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's basically the same thing.
It's basically the same thing.
I'm forcing myself out of COVID for the 17th time this year.
By
not taking a test.
You want some bees, dude?
Some what?
Some vitamins?
I take 11 pills right now.
Damn.
I'm taking...
Imagine when you get old and you actually have to take like shit for Alzheimer's and shit.
I'm going to kill myself. Yeah, dude, I take a ton of pills. That's why it doesn't make any sense. I drink half as much since I've been with Kinsey. I take.
That's true. I want to say that. I'm proud of you for doing that.
Thank you.
You toned it down a lot.
It wasn't a choice. It was how we get to stay in a relationship.
No, but I mean, it was.
Hey, that's a choice, Doug.
That's a choice.
I guess that's true.
Yeah, if you want to be gay about it, it's a choice.
True.
Yeah.
And then I sleep at least 2 hours more a night as well. So I've gotten sick more often, dude.
Yeah, maybe go back to raging, dude, every night.
That's what I'm saying.
Your body's like, what the hell's going on here?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
This is all, we were only surviving because of the alcohol.
This pussy contaminated, dog.
Yeah.
Bradford said, you have a beautiful family, Pedro.
Oh, thank you.
Yep.
Did you see them?
I have no idea.
We went to his
gig last week. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that was dope, dude.
Yeah, we went and saw
Mr. Incognito.
Bradford's making fun of me from shaking now. we went and saw Mr. Incognito. Check them out. Mr. I, you can find them on Instagram. They post their dates and stuff like that. They're a killer.
Yeah, that was a dope
fourth
show,
wave
dude.
Ska group.
Like, honestly, it's five older dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get on there, you see like the brass fucking go on, and then like guitar, and then the bassist.
Beef Drew is a musician as well. If you dig, you know, fourth wave ska at all, check out Mr. Incommunicado. They're dope.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden it just busts out like ska music. And I was like, dude, that's so dope. It's like not expected, I would say.
It looked like a cool venue too.
No, it was. Yeah, it was over at PVCC, the college.
And then Beef Drew made a point to us. We can't, if we're going to get Manscaped as a sponsor, which is right around the corner.
Yes.
We're knocking on the door.
We'll have to change our stance against grooming.
That's a good point.
That's a solid argument.
Yeah.
Well, I'm pro grooming.
So. Oh, you somebody's can keep yours
then. Somebody's got to do it.
Oh, yeah.
True, somebody's got to do it.
We're all getting groomed.
Show the kids the way.
If you think about it.
We're all getting groomed. All getting somebody groomed. Else. Would you rather be groomed by your own parents? I've been groomed by my uncle or something. Outside perspective.
A teacher maybe could have groomed
Ooh,
me.
Ooh, a nice teacher with some nice tits.
I was talking about a man, but sure.
All right.
Men
well,
can have tits too. Let's not Pedro. Be bigots this holiday season.
I felt that stone. It hit me right in the head, dude. You asshole. Yeah, I got tits, okay?
Stop playing Candy Crush over there, dude. What are you doing?
I'll do what I want to, man. You don't put this technology in front of me.
That's true.
Seriously, he hasn't had any drops because he's too entertained over there.
No,
we're You're just... a mean one.
True. I am pretty mean Christmas. Sometimes.
Dude, it's right around the corner.
Right
next
around
week.
The corner. Yep. That's insane. That's what I'm saying, dude. I'm forcing myself into this jolly spirit to get into it, dude. I started listening to Christmas music in the car because I'm like, am I so detached from my feelings that I don't feel Christmas anymore?
Can I ask you something?
You know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
Are you dead inside?
Me?
Yeah. Has the light gone out?
No, dude.
Okay.
Light's fucking bright.
But do you believe him?
No.
The lights is
the
bright.
Listeners probably believe him, but the viewers don't, dude.
Yeah, that's true.
It's
yeah,
like
true,
that huh? debate between Kennedy and Eisenhower or whoever that was.
It's as bright as the eighth day of Hanukkah, dude, okay?
They were hanging on by a thread.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, well, that's fair. As long as it's still there, I can't really say anything, you know.
Why? What were you going to say if it was dead?
You could have seen the devil, man.
That's what I would have said. Well... It is. I mean, come on, why can't you have the Christmas spirit? You have a little child running around, probably being like merry, happy about Christmas, dude. Watching Christmas movies, isn't that exciting?
Yeah, we are. And,
that's why you have to force
that's
it.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm doing. That's what I've been doing. I'm
it's
forcing
exhausting.
It. Enough, my bowels are break.
Yeah. Well, sorry, folks.
But doesn't it?
We lost Pedro.
Yeah.
He lost his soul.
I think he died 2 years ago.
That, go through our episodes and decide when you
when
think
he died.
Lost
yeah,
his
let's
soul.
Put a poll up.
Pull up. Okay.
So. Pull up on Christmas. Get, get, get.
So why did Elon Musk get booed off stage at Dave Chappelle, CJ?
Because it was in San Francisco.
But isn't that like tech capital, dude?
Dude, you are they- so...
You're a mean one.
What, dude? Nah, say it. Complete your sentence.
If it's a fucking tech capital, it's a bunch of liberal hoo-has, dude.
Yeah, why don't you try pussies? And gain awareness, bro?
Yeah.
Why don't you be more aware?
I'm way too
Isn't that the
right
tech idea. Capital?
Yeah, you'd figure they'd
the
love him
The tech capital
there.
Of fucking queers.
He's a fucking... He's a tech god, dude. What are you talking about?
No, man. He's the far right wing tech god.
Yeah.
According to those libtards.
He's like the Rittenhouse of technology.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Now I get why he got booed, dude.
Okay.
He actually just.
Jeez, you don't have to be mean. About
I'm sorry, dude. It's,
you're a mean.
Yeah, dude. Seriously.
I'm just having some fun.
We're sorry.
I'm sorry, dude.
Well, Elon Musk actually tweeted out the other day, like, anti-Fauci thing. He said, my pronouns are prosecute Fauci, which is pretty, like, right-tarded. You know what I mean?
It's pretty far, yeah.
Well, it's just like, you know.
He's had enough, dude.
I've seen a lot of people tweet that, and none of them were geniuses,
you
so
think
it's kind of crazy.
You think Elon Musk feels a Christmas spirit? Dude, no, he's been dead inside for years.
That's a good question. Do you think he does, though?
No.
You don't think so?
No, I don't believe so, dude.
Viewers at home, do you think Elon Musk's
do autistic people celebrate Christmas?
I think he probably loves it. He's not autistic, dude.
He's
King Christmas.
Elon Musk is the guy. He wants to be the elf. Feel like he doesn't even idolize being Santa Claus. He wants to be the elf at, like, you know, the party. Where are you going?
I guess I have to come in a little bit, dude.
Oh,
I've been off frame this whole time. It's fucking great.
Well, now I'm gonna breathe all over you, dude.
Ugh, I know. That's what I was trying to avoid.
I think you slowly started leaning. Like,
I'm gonna breathe all over your dead soul. To breathe back to
my
life.
My soul's not dead, dude.
Okay.
We just passed a pipe around. It's not like...
I hit it first, so I'm clear. I'm going to boil that pipe later.
it'll be fine.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not sick.
I haven't even coughed one time.
No,
guys.
But you've cleared your throat at least 17 times.
Yeah, I'm
listeners,
a smoker.
Please tell us in the comments how many times.
I'm fine, dude. I'm going to run 5 miles tomorrow morning.
Well, that's wild.
How many are you going to run?
Me?
Yeah. Dude, speaking of, I don't care. Speaking of, you jinxed me last week, CJ, when you asked me, when you're running and your body hurts, I said, what do you do?
Yeah, where do you put your
And the
mind?
Advice that I gave, I did not take the next day. I fucking hurt myself.
I
walked home 4.5 miles.
What happened? What?
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, I think... I hurt my foot or something on like Monday or Tuesday. I think it was Monday.
How'd you do it?
Running on Monday as well. Like I just took a misstep and I was like, oh, it's fine. I'm just going to run 2 miles. It was fine. Wednesday, I started my run. I was like, ooh, that doesn't feel right. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, dude, what would fucking Michael Jordan do?
Yeah.
If he was playing on the White Sox right now. Fucking, he'd swing hard. Yeah, he'd swing for the fences. I ran 4.5 miles in fucking excruciating pain. I was thinking of David Goggins. I was thinking about having tits like my friend Pedro.
Yeah.
God damn you, CJ, you jinxed me. And I chose to fucking torture myself for four miles.
No, because what I said was like, no athlete is ever ready for the big game.
Yeah.
So you're like, you kind of like, but I said, as
but
I said,
this
that,
is
said,
not the big game, by the way.
Exactly. No, yeah. And I also said to myself, I was like, I also gave the advice. I was like, well, obviously, but no, if you have an injury, like you can't like overforce it. I said that on the podcast.
Yeah.
And I did not do that. And I fucking hurt myself so bad.
Damn.
And then I had to walk home back. 4.5 miles.
You can get an Uber, Dougie?
No.
Okay.
No, you didn't think about it, dude.
I actually didn't think about that.
Dude, that's the first thing I think of.
Yeah, well.
Or be like, where's your lady friend? Because she'd pick you up.
We were in a tiff, and I didn't want to swallow my pride.
Okay. Did she say something along the lines of, hey, your ankle's been hurting. Maybe you shouldn't go running?
Are you talking to my
And you're all, God damn it, bitch.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, something along those lines. So I had pride. I didn't want to swallow my pride.
Man, you're like, I'm good. You were willing
so
away the pain, too, dude.
Instead, I hurt even more by probably walking home.
It's not working for you. You can't will away illness.
Yeah.
You can't will away... pain, dude.
You can't force the Christmas spirit, dog.
We're all broken in different ways, dude.
Yeah, we
That's
are.
That's the Christmas spirit. The Christmas spirit, once you get older, it's dead, dude.
It dwindles.
It dwindles.
Yeah.
And so you become a Grinch.
You're a mean one.
Yep.
It's funny!
Yeah, so... That sucked, dude. You jinxed me, CJ.
You jinxed. This is all your
bad advice I didn't follow.
For sure.
Yeah.
I'm a hypocrite.
You should have followed.
On Christmas. Dude. Hypocrite on Christmas.
Hypocrite on Christmas.
Nobody likes that. I'm going to be a drunk Uncle Nick again. Dude. Yeah. I'm just tired of this.
That was dope. That was dope.
Drunk
Nick,
Uncle
dude.
Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every 3 weeks, it'd actually be like a introspective podcast where we go into deep feelings and stuff. And then, like.
That wasn't because of drinking, though. I was just sad.
Because you were drinking. You're drinking
Maybe.
More.
Maybe.
It's correlated. You it ties so? In, dog.
Probably.
It's like an Indian blanket just weaved together, dog.
I don't believe in them.
Indians didn't have blankets until the pilgrims brought them.
That's a lie.
That's a lie. You know that, right, CJ? Stop spreading Jesus false Christ, information dude. On our fucking podcast.
We're sorry.
Dude.
We're sorry.
It was just the bacteria they brought over. It wasn't their fault. And they raped all the women. Yep, got them sick.
Yeah, it wasn't their fault either.
They were hot. Sick.
Can you imagine seeing a nice little Native American princess running around?
Dude.
After all those fucking Europeans.
Fucking pale ass skin your whole life. And you
Fucked
see this
teeth.
Fucking
Native American
caramel,
with some huge ass tits, dude.
Sunburnt skin, dog.
Yeah, those broad shoulders.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe,
What's
dude?
Wrong with broad shoulders,
dog? Yeah, it means they can take it a little bit harder.
I said something was wrong with it. I'm so hard over here.
It sounded like you haven't got hard in years, dude. Yeah. When you said that,
it's been a while.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
No. Oh, I jerked off 3 times yesterday.
Oh,
that's
man.
Pretty good. You got the hat trick. Did you do it to the World Cup?
I'm practicing for the World Cup.
Are you Argentina, dude? Walking all
fucking
over Croatia,
killed
dude.
It, dude. Oh,
oh
my
god.
Have you been following? That's so dope that you have. Kind of like
yeah, watch it at work,
even through work. Like, yeah. it's dope, dude. And people sit there and be like, how can you sit through 90 minutes? I was like, dude, these dudes are going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Dude, for real, I could not care less about soccer.
Really?
Don't give a shit.
Even though you said you were down to go watch the game tomorrow?
I was going to say I couldn't give a fuck less about soccer, but yeah. I was like, I'll say something nice instead.
I don't care about it whatsoever, but I just watch it. I'm just like, that's cool. Like any sports game. Like, I don't care who
yeah.
wins. Like
that's
I can watch
I
a football game.
Though.
I can watch a baseball game
because I feel like I haven't heard you. Okay, I have heard you talk about baseball.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Positively,
homie likes sports,
but not
dude.
Football.
I watch a football game.
Do you?
I watch the Super Bowl.
I feel like I've never heard you say a nice thing about football.
Well, it's all fucking stupid. The soccer's stupid too. I'm like, look at these fucking guys. Like half time
these
just
idiots.
Mocking. Yeah, look at 21-year-old studs. Yeah.
For real, making millions and billions
I know,
of dollars.
Dude, that's yeah, what's so crazy. It's so crazy.
Look
once.
At these idiots, dude. This dude. What are these guys?
You fucking
gay?
Following a ball around, you faggot.
It's just like, whoa. Dude,
right, dude.
Come on.
Dude. Come on, dude. It was a bit.
They're not allowed over there. Isn't that one journalist die?
Yeah, they
that
killed
That was a
somebody.
Faggot. No, he wasn't, but he wore a shirt. And then he got in trouble for it. Then he suspiciously died like right after, right? Is that true?
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right.
It was I think it was just
it was a
fan,
sports
dude.
Journalist, wasn't
oh,
it?
I don't know about that.
And he
that.
Was wearing some kind of like LGBT
oh,
pro
I,
thing.
I didn't
and they're
hear
like,
about
you can't
that.
Wear that. And like the next day, he like mysteriously passed away in his sleep.
I wish we could have some like to look this up right now. But
he died suddenly.
Yeah. Hmm. Apart from like sorry, gay I'm... sex when he's, having his side, when he's away from his wife.
Sorry. What?
It was probably the gay sex. It was probably AIDS.
Oh, yeah. True.
AIDS.
No, I did hear about the fan, though. There's like, I'm not sure on the details.
Good.
Good. Starting off
Can
the
you
story
look up
right?
the details for Pedro?
Of, of what he's trying to think yeah. about?
You tell me my pronouns.
Bradford said he watches soccer when he needs a nap.
That's smart.
That's a good. I mean, honestly, it puts you to sleep sometimes.
Yeah, it's kind of like
NASCAR for sure.
NASCAR.
Ooh. NASCAR's the nap.
And you know, with NASCAR, it's the white noise, too. So
yeah.
You know, you get used to that, dude.
Hell yeah.
Rockabye baby. Anyway, no, it was a sports fan, dude. He was cheering when Iran lost, when USA beat Iran.
Finally, dude, the war's over.
The only time we actually won that war. Yeah. Yeah, some fan was cheering for US, and they're in Qatar. And some fucking angry Iranian fans fucking
fucked them.
They capped them. Oh,
sucked them off.
They capped them off, dude.
Damn, fapped them.
Yeah, do you think he deserved it or not?
No, he didn't deserve it.
All right, that's what I was gonna say too. He didn't deserve it.
I mean,
he's making the wrong choice.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
But he didn't deserve it.
What do you got? Did you find anything over there?
Nope. What was the details?
Let's see. Some fan.
What's all the stuff?
A sports
was it a fan
a
or a journalist?
A sports journalist recently died covering the World Cup. And I think he also was wearing, but maybe I've got stories confused, dude. could be, you know, it could be completely positive.
That's what
possible.
I heard.
Second journalist dies while covering the World Cup in Qatar.
Is it a bald guy?
It's not how you pronounce it, but
the news comes days after American journalist Grant Wall died while covering the World Cup match between Argentina and the Netherlands.
Grant hit a wall.
He was 48 years the World old. Cup.
We're sorry.
CNN reported that Al Qass, which is the
new Al Qaeda
second TV photojournalist who was killed recently, and he was a Qatari. There's a bunch of weird words here, and it's kind of hard, you know, because, like, we translate words from, like, Middle Eastern and Asian and stuff like that, but then it's just like, how are you supposed to read all these words?
Well, it's boring anyway, so.
Yeah, we'll check it out.
Grant's dead.
Couple people,
R.I.P. to him.
A couple journalists died, and there's almost no details about how.
So that sucks for them and their families.
Looks like they both died suddenly.
Oh, don't you always die suddenly?
Dude, there's got to be some
people
issue.
Always
I mean,
die
even,
suddenly now. Even all of a sudden.
With, yeah, it's so weird.
It even
weird.
When it was announced that the World Cup was going to be in Qatar back in 2018 or something like that. No, 2016. Qatar started building all these stadiums, dude, and they literally had slaves over there. They had the people they brought in from other countries to build all the stadiums for the fucking World Cup. Yeah. And like thousands of people died while they were over there.
Did a nice fucking job. Looks good.
It does look stellar.
So
dude.
Rest in peace to those guys too.
Yeah.
How did the thousands of people die?
They just like
suddenly.
Over. Oh, suddenly, yeah. In some occasions, yes, dude.
Yeah, suddenly.
There's supposedly like a conspiracy. So like,
it's funny.
It's funny.
So meta.
So meta, dude. And it's all involving the World Cup and FIFA.
Do you want to spill
Qatar.
The beans on it?
I don't
FIFA
know.
FIFA faux fum, dude.
I would. I would if I knew it, but I don't. Okay. Yeah. It's just people.
So you're just like supposedly.
There's a conspiracy about something that.
Dude, that's the interstellar conspiracy.
That is true.
No, that was Incept. Never mind.
He's like, it's a pretty crazy conspiracy I know about, but I haven't looked any deeper into just because I'm like, what's the point?
I'm dead.
It's not affecting
what's the
me
fucking
yet.
Point?
You got to force that Alex Jones.
Well, let's
spirit,
find out.
Dude.
What can you just search World Cup conspiracy?
Yeah.
Good call, dude.
I was
let's
in
see.
The middle.
We can
of,
all learn about it.
I was in the middle of slave work at World Cup, so just
well,
let
that'll
me know
pop
if we
up.
Want to switch back to that.
It's not as sexy.
That's speak true. For yourself.
All right, all right, all right. That's what I'm doing.
¿Quién crees que eres?
8 conspiracy theories in world football.
8.
This is from the Bleacher Report.
Oh, God. It's the BuzzFeed of sports.
Nike makes Brazil play Ronaldo in 1998 World Cup final. What's this?
Oh, this is a dumb.
Yeah.
Good
You're
Lord.
Always jumping onto these weird sites, dude.
Yeah, because he doesn't use DuckDuckGo. He uses Google like a fucking incel, simp, cuck, liberal, dude. like a fucking San Francisco comic fan.
Yeah.
Dude, a Dave Chappelle concert.
Dude, I'm indifferent about Elon Musk.
What does that mean?
I mean, I could care less.
Can you now look up the definition of indifferent for us?
Stop whatever you're doing. Look up the definition of indifferent. I need to know what this means.
Okay, let's DuckDuckGo this.
I hope it works, or else we really look like assholes.
Yeah, for real. No, dude, I mean, there's definitely some money laundering being involved, and...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in anything, right?
Well, it's just crazy. Think about how many millions, probably billions of dollars they make, zero
dude,
taxes.
In the trillions, doggy.
Really?
Yeah, soccer overseas is massive, bro.
Can you do that more Hispanic when you say that?
The soccer overseas? It's like really big. They like it a lot over there, man. Yeah, they're big fans, I say.
Big fans.
They're big fans, man.
Keep going, Nick. Keep trying that.
I don't even want to say it, dude. I'm high too. I haven't smoked for a couple days.
You're
dude.
High
and
you're sick, dude. That's dope.
I know.
Hell yeah.
I'm on the up and up, dog. I got big, big plans.
Hell yeah. Your Hispanic is getting farther east.
Yeah, it really
That's where
it
started.
It really is, dude.
That's our original Hispanic.
Oh, yeah? Down to the east.
There's nothing good.
All right. Well, you made a lie.
It's not a lie. It's out
it
there,
is
dude.
A lie because it would come up on either of these search engines.
You think they're going to be on there?
Yes.
What's no, the dude. Level of conspiracy theory we're talking? Because
is it Sandy Hook to 9/11? We're in the middle.
It's using it's using all kinds of
this is a Boston shoot or best Boston marathon bombing. I would say
Boston Market Marathon.
They're just having a stroke now.
Oh, dude.
I'm having fun.
The Baskin Robbins.
But I got it out, dude.
31 flavors. Right.
I got it out. You fucking always ragging on me, dog. Never supportive.
I'm God always supportive, dude. I lift you up.
Yeah, you treat him like
a
cum rag.
I lift you up.
I don't know that song.
That's it. I don't know if it's a song, but I just wanted to sing it.
You could have one more bar. You should add one.
Yeah,
more.
One more bar would have probably sent me on my way.
Yeah.
I lift you up. When you put me down.
That's an abusive relationship.
Yeah.
You need to seek a therapist.
Toxic.
That's toxic.
Yeah, you should go get that checked out.
Free Britney.
Britney Griner's free, dude.
That's true. She's back.
What a transition, you guys. Back. We're professionals.
Oh, dude, did you hear about the ghost who played soccer? He was a ghoul keeper.
That's
sorry, Bradford. I tried to deliver it for you.
Yeah, no, Bradford would have made that funny, dude.
Yeah, it's all in the delivery.
Yeah.
You're a mean one.
All right.
Actually, no. I feel like you channeled your inner Bradford for that joke.
Well, it was bad either way, to be honest. With you. The delivery and the line.
No, it was. You know, it was what the topic we were talking about. And if he just thought about that, then
fuck you, dude. Be on my side for once.
Sorry. You're right, dude. You know, we're
Thank
always
you.
Fighting.
Yes.
Why are we doing this? To
I don't
each
know.
Other?
It's so much easier just to be nice
I
to
feel
each
like
other.
We're toxic for each other.
Free Britney. That's what we were talking about.
Should we have freed Britney? For
what do you think about that trade?
What do you think about the
who
trade?
Who we got her
for arms dealer?
For an arms dealer?
Yeah.
It's pretty dope.
Literally
dude.
Arms.
Yeah.
Just sold
I feel like Russia got the better part of that.
Did you know it was the, you probably know because you're on Tim Dillon's Patreon as well, but did you know that it was the arms dealer from that movie God of War or whatever it's called? Lord of War?
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, like Nicolas Cage.
It, so.
And why is it that?
No, you go ahead. I wasn't talking.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
What was it? No.
You know what? I like it. He's standing up for himself.
He is.
I like that.
What was the line?
That's aggressive.
I'm trying
I like
to remember.
It. For what?
You had a line before. It was like, you keep talking, but I'm just going to talk over you.
Oh, yeah. No, you can keep talking, dude. I'm just going to talk over you. Yeah.
It was something like that.
But what were you?
Nicolas Cage played in a major motion picture.
Brittany Griner.
The guy.
Brittany Griner.
That's next, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard Tom Hanks got that role.
Yeah, but no, Nick Cage played the guy who just got traded for Brittany Griner.
Oh, he was the one who played him?
He played that the character in the movie that Nicolas Cage is playing is that guy.
Was he a bad guy?
He was just an arms
dealer.
I mean,
he was kind of cool. He was a cool dude.
Was he?
It was a good movie.
Yeah, it was a good
seen
movie.
It. It's probably cool. Can you break it down in 5 seconds or less?
There's a guy who's a Russian's arms dealer.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's not
through.
Even Russian in the flick.
Hey, shut the fuck up, dude.
Sorry,
we're trying to be positive.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Yeah, dude, that's good. Christmas spirit, dude. Let's get into that gratefulness.
Yeah, sorry. Fuck.
Come on, doggy. You have to do it. You got to make a gratitude list.
Bradford mentioned Nicolas Cage played the role, but it was Griner who was in a cage.
Oh!
Whoa. Burn. Burned her ass.
Yeah.
They should have.
Really got her. Yeah, anyway, so break it down. Nicolas Cage,
I already said we did it. We went through it. That was it.
But was he a bad guy? What was the worst thing he did? What'd you say?
He financed war? Well, you know, he provided the resources for countries to kill each other.
So is our government, doggy?
So is everybody. Yeah, is that that good. Big of a deal? She plays the WNBA, which is worse.
Yeah. Who's committing the bigger sin here?
Let us know in the comments below.
Yeah. A lesbian?
Yeah, nice. What's worse, a lesbian or an arms dealer?
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Jesus Christ.
¿Quién crees que eres?
And happy Kwanzaa, Griner.
And Hanukkah.
Well, yep.
Yeah. Nobody's
happy lesbianica.
We never celebrated Hanukkah this year.
We didn't, huh?
Yeah, sucks. Sorry.
We usually do.
I know. Sorry, guys.
We're usually pretty good on it.
It's been, you know, moving.
Baby.
It's been a wild Me fucking dead. Year, dude.
Yeah. It's been crazy. A wild year. It's hard to do.
I was looking at like a war. Ugh. Like a year ago.
Why were you looking at that?
Just not like me and my significant other.
Oh, yeah.
And I always see like little clips and shit of us. And I'm like, damn, dude. Time just.
Keeps marching.
We're
dude.
Just there. We're just doing that. Now we're doing this. Yeah. It's crazy.
Crazy.
Just got to keep on chugging along.
It's fucking mental,
that's what
you got to
do more than anything, right?
Keep chugging.
Yeah. Chugging that beer along.
Chugging that beer. Just keep on keeping at it, dude.
That's what it is, yeah. dude.
Because. It's like Jordan Peele said. You just keep on moving these little dots, and all of a sudden you're at this one spot when, like, before there was, I don't know. That shit does stick with me. It does. It just
the
keeps.
The more that you are able to just get the next thing done on top of the last thing,
yeah.
You don't go up one step at a time anymore. Eventually, now you're getting two steps and three steps and five steps. You know, like, it just compounds.
Yeah, you're dying quicker.
Yeah, it's parabolic.
Did you just yeet a burp?
I don't know. He did. I feel like he just yeeted a burp, dude. Yeah.
It surprised me. I wasn't ready for it. Otherwise, I would have given it a... Oh!
That's true. You do that.
Yeah.
Which is also why you can't get hard anymore. Which does that ever scare you?
What?
Not be able to get hard anymore? We're talking about getting older.
I'm going to tell you right now, dude.
Yeah.
I'm doing pretty okay in that department.
So am I. I'm just saying, don't you ever think about
it? I don't think I could never not get an erection. Does that make sense?
Damn. You're like the Mark Kelly of
does
erections.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, does that make sense?
You're like an astronaut, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Whoa.
Yeah. I've never had an issue with that. Unless it's like whiskey dick. That's happened
before.
Yeah,
I've had, I think, two times I've had that before. Once I was like 23 and it was so weird.
You fucking...
couldn't get hard for this one. Nice little Asian chick.
Ooh. But well, that's why.
No.
She was Asian.
Racist. Actually,
we know how you are with Asians.
Well,
dude.
It smelled terrible.
Oh, yikes.
No. This is a joke, people. Come on.
It's funny.
Yeah.
No,
it's
because
funny.
I was going to take her. That's so I was going to take her virginity, and I was cheating on her the whole time.
Oh, my God.
So I think the little Jiminy Cricket or Jiminy Crackhead in my head was like, dude. You're not going to do this.
The Damon.
You sabotaged yourself.
Sweet little.
The Damon sabotaged him.
Yeah.
The gay man?
The gay man, dude. the gay man sabotaged him.
Dude.
So you got a gay man in you, dude. Aristotle had a Damon, but you have a gay man.
Whatever,
gay
dude. Man, dude.
I finger banged her to Iron Man, okay?
Oh, really?
It was a great memory. In a little dorm. Yeah,
imagine
a little dorm room.
Coming to Tony Stark, dude.
But dude, you know what's weird? I remember, this is a crazy story. I don't know why I'm telling this. We were like hooking up. Wasn't happening. I was like, I need to like go to the bathroom or whatever.
Yeah.
So like, I don't know if you've ever been to a dorm or anything like that.
Yeah, didn't go to college.
It's like a whole flat basically of like rooms, and you go to a bathroom there, and it's like one of those, there's like 30 stalls, 30 sinks, nice. Shit like that. And I'm just like,
my kind of place.
Staring in the mirror, I'm like, dude, what the fuck? Like, am I splashing water on my face? Like, this is fucking crazy. You know what I mean? And I had to give myself a little pep
talk. You were stressed out about it?
Yeah, of course.
That's hilarious.
Stressed out about
not having a boner.
Because I also wanted to.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Wanted
yeah.
to fucking get.
Yeah, you want to get down, dude.
Yeah, I want to get fucking.
You're a corny brand, dude.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so I walk back in there. She's watching. Fucking what's Iron Man? What's his name?
Tony Stark.
Tony Stark, dude.
No, the actor.
Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr. Dude. Yeah.
Robert Down Syndrome Jr.
She's watching.
He
that,
used to
dude,
have Down Syndrome,
and I'm like,
he beat it.
All right. My story's over.
We're sorry.
It was a bad.
You're
a
looking
bad
around.
That's also the same girl that, like, a month or two later, she saw me walking downtown. She slapped me in the face and kicked me in the balls.
You came?
Hell yeah!
And then I finally got hard, folks.
Is that what got you, dude? Hell
yeah!
Yeah,
I finally got hard. It was sick.
That's dope.
Yeah, no, she got all karate on my ass.
Hell
I was like,
yeah!
Finally,
yeah, this
dude.
Is what I needed.
Was it some stereotypical Asian? Or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She found out that I was fooling around.
You were dying.
Two other women.
Through the grapevines.
Yeah.
Dude. Two other women.
Yeah, I was balling out that time of my life, dude.
Jeez Louise, those skinny pants must have done you right.
Except for taking my erections away, but yeah.
They were too tight that night. You're too skinny, dude.
That's a fun
You thought you could get into those double zeros, but you couldn't.
Yeah, I was more of a two guy myself.
You were two?
Yeah.
You were a gay.
And it's kind of unfortunate that my friends that were a 000, I was jealous of that. I'm like, you are gay, literally.
Yeah.
So,
but you said it positively.
That you are gay? I was like, yeah, you're gay. That's cool.
That's cool, yeah. Progressive. Gay. I mean, even like for the times.
I was in Seattle, so.
That, yeah, well.
Yeah.
They've been gay for years.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
Hell yeah, dude.
What else we got? The FTX dude was finally arrested. That's a pretty crazy
Was
story.
He arrested?
Yeah, Sam Bankman-Fried was arrested.
He already did his dirty work.
He was detained by the Bahamian.
By
the Bahamas.
By the Bahamas.
And he's going to be
Aruba, Jamaica.
Extradited.
Ooh, I wanna take you to Bermuda, Bahama. Come on, pretty mama. Key Largo. Montego.
We're not going to keep saying it. I thought there was
and all the crypto.
We there we go.
Funding the liberals and all the Democrats in the 2020 election. Not
2022. The 2020 election.
Well, yeah, that's crazy. Now that Nancy Pelosi's not the Speaker of the House anymore, do you think she'll start OnlyFans?
No chance.
What do you mean, no chance, dude?
No, she's got going those straight to the top, dude. Pornhub, she's going to get sponsors for sure.
Pornhub's not classy, dude.
It's not what's classy.
That's a lie.
OnlyFans is classy.
Oh, OnlyFans is classy?
Can be.
You're comparing fucking...
OnlyFans, you own your own business, basically.
Yeah, you're basically a CEO. CEO, dude. Hey, I got jokes.
You got jokes, dude.
That's original, too, folks.
That's OG?
Nobody's ever said that.
Trademark.
I'm sure.
Patent it. Yeah, I don't. Wait, what were we talking about? Nancy Pelosi's tits?
No, dude, not again. Can we get off Nancy Pelosi's tits for one time, too?
Did I just imagine you talking about Nancy Pelosi's tits?
Can you please start looking at porn and whacking off again? Can you be like my boy CJ and just jerk off three times a day before we do this?
Come on.
I'm tired of this.
I can't.
Why?
Because, dude. Because
why?
Slippery slope.
Slippery slope to what? Jerking off?
All the time, yeah. All
right.
That's what it is, dude.
Okay. Jeez. That's fine.
Fucking try to be supportive. I thought we were being like positive towards each other.
I'm just trying to.
Yeah, in a condescending tone, dude. Okay. And I don't appreciate
that. All right.
All right. I'm trying to better myself. You're over here like, yeah, but I mean, good, but why? That's exactly what you're saying to me.
You're the seat of the devil, man.
You're the seat of the devil, man.
You think that's true?
You're trying to tempt him away from his from his no fap, dude.
Only fap to clothes.
He faps to Instagram. That's not any better, dude. It's worse.
No, it's not.
He's like a simp in the corner
of the
room.
He's just off the nog.
Yeah, off the nog.
He's basically just jerking off the corner. Dude.
Yeah.
You know?
Off the nog, but on the gram.
Yeah, but...
it's a good place. It's a good happy medium, all right, dude?
It is a good happy medium. I'm proud of you. Next would be fucking jerking off the Blue's Clues or something. I don't know.
Maybe if it was the old actor.
Yeah, he was cool.
He was cool.
Get down on your knees.
That movie's dope, dude. I just watched that recently.
Home Alone?
Dude, it's so classic. The first one. Come on, dude.
Yeah. Don't mess with Macaulay Culkin after. After all the times that Michael Jackson
He's already been through enough.
It's funny.
It's so funny, though. That's such a great movie.
It is so classic. It's timeless as fuck.
Oh, it's timeless.
My daughter like was watching it, and she's laughing at all like the hilarious like pranks and all that, or... defensive techniques that he takes, like all the traps and all that. Yeah.
You know my favorite part about Home Alone?
That's when he started whacking is when you saw the booby traps.
Okay. Oh. All right. You're reaching.
My favorite part about Home Alone?
When
no
you read
no black people.
Whoa, no way. Are you serious? I'm like reliving the fucking movie right now.
No
like,
black people in Chicago.
Well, it's not. It's not the Sasa.
Which characters did you think were going to be the black ones?
Not the homeowners.
¿Quién crees que eres?
We're sorry.
Yeah. We're sorry.
We're sorry, but dude, I'm pretty sure in the New York one, there's no black people too.
Really?
Home Alone is just what I call myself.
He's basically Tim Burton.
Yo, Tim Burton is kind of, he's been like, knocked around a little bit about some of the role or movies he's done, right?
Because he's just done solid white
for
the last 20 years.
Yo, can you fidget with my fucking headphones, doggy?
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
please?
Yeah, I can't do it.
There. No, the bottom.
Oh, really? Because I was on blue,
yeah, too. Okay, wait. That's good. Oh. Thank you.
Yeah, but Home Alone, dude, that's pretty crazy. Think Home about Alone. That.
Sorry.
Were you going to repeat the joke that you said?
No, I said Home Alone.
Oh.
This time.
Yeah.
Home Alone.
No, that's a dope-ass movie, dude.
It is dope.
It's so good. I was thinking about it today. I was like, how does he know that movie so well that he's like fast-forwarding and pausing and playing at the right time to like convey cohesive sentence to the pizza dude or to the robbers, you know? Yeah. I'm like, that's fucking stupid. Like, he hasn't watched that movie 50 times.
Merry Sunday Christmas, you filthy animal.
Yeah.
That Sunday he makes too looks pretty fire.
Is that what they say to you when you cross the border on Christmas?
That's how that's how we get greeted.
Merry Christmas. Yeah, every border
patrol.
Animal.
Every border patrol is like, this is a holiday spirit. It's trying to get into the holiday spirit.
Doing it.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. At least they're doing it. At least they're doing it, guys.
Nah, but that movie's so good, dude.
Let's all just take a moment of silence to think about how good Home Alone is.
What's up with this guy,
I
huh?
I don't know, dude.
What the fuck's up with this dude?
He's off his rocker.
This is excellent. Jeez Louise.
This
dude.
Is a good podcast. We can let it breathe for a second, dude. Do you think Jay-Z just jumps all over every fucking beat?
Yeah, this guy.
He lets things breathe for a second. He doesn't just say, Homo Alone. Hey, you guys, Homo Alone. Hey, is this thing on?
Oh, on.
Home Alone is what I call myself on a Friday night.
Hey guys. Anyways, the FTX guy was arrested, dude. Crazy, no?
I thought
cryptocurrency guys are disappearing by the flocks.
That's true. I thought the Bermuda didn't have extradition. Bermuda Bahama, dude. What do you? Isn't that what it is?
It's the Bahamas. I don't know.
What's next to the Bahamas, dude? Bermuda. This guy again, dude. Look it up.
Look what up?
what he just said.
Is Bermuda next to the Bahamas?
Yes.
Is that the question?
Is there Google Translate for a stroke?
It, you killed Santa.
Fuck.
Google Translate for a stroke.
Bermuda Bahamas, dude. I thought they had a non
Bermuda Bahamas. Come on, dude. Okay.
No,
it's a good song, dude. I'm serious. When I was a kid, that was one of the first songs I ever heard that I was like, this shit fucking slaps. Because it was on like the Muppet Babies.
Yeah, it was fucking the
Muppet Babies, right?
The frog singing it, dude.
Yeah, dude. I was like, this
Muppet Babies was way later.
Yeah, no, it was like the OG Muppets.
Yeah,
it was Kermit.
Oh, yeah.
Kermit.
Right. It was
Kermit was singing it, dude.
Yeah, I was like, dude, this is like, oh, this is like,
damn.
I was like, okay.
He's fucking dropping bars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That and the Toy Story soundtrack. I was like, this is.
They had a no extradition law.
Randy Newman's is pretty good.
It's so good.
Randy Newman.
That was the first CD I ever had. Fun fact.
Yes, the Bahamas they have extradition with the United States.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
And Bahamas,
he chose the wrong place.
Awesome indie rock band too, guys. We're talking over each other, going all over the place. This is podcasting.
This is
why we stop talking for a couple seconds, CJ.
Because we're not good at it.
No, we're good, dude. We're great.
Yeah.
All right, so, yeah. You can't extradite people from the Bermuda Triangle. Right? You know what you're saying?
Yeah, that's the point. Yeah, right?
What's going to happen to this guy? They've already used them. Doesn't matter. They can use them, abuse them, throw them away. Doesn't matter, right?
I don't know.
Pretty much. The crypto people dying is crazy, though.
Yeah.
Like that one guy that was found just...
It'll be interesting to see if Brittany Griner's brain is scrambled at all, too.
Oh, you think they did some tests on her, dude?
You never know. The Russian guy might be also. They get in there and MKUltra that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Whoa, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. What if he gets home and he's like, I'm American?
We should. I want to think about it for a second.
He says, I'm American now. We just fucked with his head so much.
I am Nicolas Cage. They couldn't even got Jared Leto or George Clooney. I'm a fucking Nicolas Cage kind
of
guy.
That's what fucked him the most, dude.
Out of all
the psychological torture that we've put upon him.
Yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah. Brad Pitt. Nicolas fucking Cage.
I got Ghost Rider. I got Ghost Rider
playing to do. Fuck.
And the worst part about Nicolas Cage doing any kind of character piece is that he doesn't look like anyone.
True.
Like, he's the only one who looks like he looks. And then he just comes in and is Nicolas Cage and calls himself Abraham Lincoln or whatever. And you're just like,
yo, did y'all see Face Off?
Yeah.
That was a dope ass movie.
Yeah, that was good. It was good in the way that 90s cheesy ass movies are good, where
this is 100%.
Terrible, but I'm highly entertained.
You know what that did? That made like white people gangster again, dude.
Oh, yeah. White people are so gangster, Pedro. Continue, please.
They gave the confidence back to the white, because they saw a white person being a G, dude. And they're like, yeah.
I don't think you're qualified to speak on this, Pedro.
What are you talking about, dog?
I had never felt that way watching that movie.
What are you doing, dude?
Tombstone made white people gangster again.
Can you help me?
Let's take a moment of silence to open this room.
Hey, guys. We'll be right back. We need to keep the gas. We need to keep gas in the tank, was what I'm saying. Thank you so much.
No, but Face Off was a dope ass movie. Yeah,
made people good, but gangster again.
Tombstone made white people
say the N-word.
Feel gangster.
Yeah. Feel okay to say the N-word.
That was American history. Yes. Yeah,
another
that's
fucking
a good
wild
fucking
ass
movie. Wow, you guys. Check that movie out.
Let's take a moment of silence for American history.
That curb stomping scene, dude.
That
shit's brutal as fuck.
Also seems unrealistic. I'd rather be shot.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no shit. I think anybody would.
Yeah, no shit.
It's a movie, you stupid idiot.
Yeah, dude. I'd rather have my brain scrambled when I'm taking a piss in the urinal at school, too.
It's not your choice, though, to get shot or not.
Yeah, but it's your choice to put your mouth on the curb.
That's true, I guess.
Okay, yeah. Gun to your head, I guess. Yeah.
So you were on the white guy's side?
You gonna do it or not, crazy, pussy?
Dude. Yeah, dude. I don't know. I don't remember that part. I remember the Titans. Denzel Washington going crazy, dude.
I didn't see that.
Remember the Titans?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah.
Great movie.
Nice. Who's in it?
Film again. Denzel Washington.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that the only dude in it?
I don't know. It's about black and white football players, dude. Uh-oh. During a time of segregation, racism.
Is that time gone?
Compared to what it was, yeah, we've come quite a good. We've made some time.
We're on a streak.
We're on a good streak. We're on the up and up, folks.
Pendulum swinging, baby.
Did you guys see that the Pope said he sees almonds of great almonds?
Almonds. I see good almonds everywhere I go.
Almonds of great destruction. He sees omens of greater destruction and desolation for humanity. That's a quote. The Pope is predicting that there's going to be some fucked up shit going down.
He was literally the one that let gays be in heaven because he's like, it's not my choice. Yeah. So I don't. He caused damnation. And he's like, I don't know how all this happened.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, dude? It's crazy.
Anybody can fuck anybody. Sure, I guess.
It's not up to me.
Yeah.
How do you think the gays changed heaven?
Well, they're not supposed to go there, first of all. But they would actually make it glamorous.
I think they'd 10 times like. Better heaven.
Make it gayer.
Like heaven's just like sparklier now.
It'd be way sparklier.
More rainbows for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what the rainbow is? You like legit.
Five colors.
What it was from the Bible explanation.
What was it?
You remember?
Yeah.
It's God's covenant with man that he'll never destroy the earth again.
Oh, yeah. Really? When the little white dove took the little fucking parsley leaf or whatever it was.
Yeah.
I don't think it was parsley.
I think it was an olive branch or something.
Yeah, it's an olive branch.
Yeah, olive branch. That's what olive. It was.
Yeah. That's why, like, chicks that put out have olive branches tattooed on them. That next to a little 333 or something.
777.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
So the gays are God's covenant with man that we're all good. It'll
and you know
fine.
What they do? They fluff the clouds.
Oh, yeah.
You know how you fluff, like, fluff pillows?
Yeah.
They fluff the clouds for sure.
Aw.
So it's just a little bit spongier.
Yeah.
Colorful. I like it.
So do you think that's true?
I want to go to gay heaven.
And why are you
when
listening
you
to
die.
The Pope all of a sudden? No, suddenly you're like, dude, we guys were fucked. Yeah. He's like checking his pulse. He's like, the Pope says.
I'm like, the Pope? The Pope said I'm going to die.
Little
dude.
Kids, dude.
Yeah, I just come in like the Pope said I'm having a heart attack.
Get down on your knees.
Get down on your knees. They got a penis room in the Vatican, dude.
The Vatican?
The Vatican. Yeah, Vatican.
Hell yeah, dude.
They got a whole penis room.
What does that mean, bro?
It's penises everywhere, dude.
Yep.
From all the statues in history, they went around and they took penises off of the statues and they collected them in a room in the Vatican.
Yep.
And they sat on them or what'd they do with it?
Oh, CJ.
Dude, they're Catholics.
This is a relic of
they
time.
They sucked them.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Total joke, YouTube.
Yeah, we're done with YouTube.
We are.
Yeah.
I think we're done with everything.
It's not funny, dude.
What do you mean?
It's not funny.
It's not a joke.
Oh.
Missing penises of Vatican.
Ooh. Oh, somebody stole them from the Vatican?
Can you say it a little more sexy?
Yeah, give me some.
I thought I was.
No.
The Vatican.
That's the problem.
Yeah, I'm not good at that, dude. The Vatican Museums house an enormous collection of art pieces.
I feel like he's going to rip out my spleen and eat it.
I know.
This is Jeffrey Dahmery.
Just let the man be sexy. Right, sorry. This is how he's sexy.
Come on, dude.
Can you rub a nipple when you're doing
this? I have sex with my food before I eat it, dude. I'm an incel Jeffrey Dahmer.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Twice the use.
The collection was built over the centuries by the Roman Catholic Church and includes some of the most renowned pieces of important pieces of art in the world. There are 10,000... Whatever, dude. Get to the penises already.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
There's about to be 10,000 penises in the room, dude. A penis room. Can you imagine that?
House of 1,000 penises.
Rob Zombie's next flick.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. Slob Zombie. So dumb.
This is the worst article that's ever been written, dude.
Yeah, Google for it. Are you using Ask Jeeves or what's going on? Are you using Yahoo?
Yeah, dude, Yahoo.
MSN search or something, you know what I mean?
Discord. But why did they keep them? If they were so against it.
The legend of the Vatican penis room. At the Getty Villa in Malibu, the first acquisition J. Paul Getty made was a statue of Heracles, referred to as the Getty Hercules. It's a
Hercules?
The ghetto.
That's all I heard.
The ghetto
Hercules.
Yo, what up?
That's ghetto Hercules.
Yo, he Getty as fuck, bro. The Getty Hercules.
As I went strolling through the galleries, very few of the male statues had their penises.
Mm-hmm.
And this Hercules doesn't either.
Ooh.
My friend Mary Lou.
She a boat and holes? Long shot, but yeah, continue.
My friend Mary Lou told the story of visiting the Vatican and the tour guide pointing out that not one single male statue in the Vatican collection has a penis.
Yep.
Whoa.
Told you, dude.
That's wild.
He said that some pope way back when, for some reason unknown to
the
guy,
wanted all the dicks.
Had all the penises removed.
He had a small penis.
He had a small penis. Yeah, for some reason. For some reason. Yeah. I don't know why he did that.
Like, this isn't a penis. That would suck to have a small penis.
Dude, it was Pope Micro Penis.
Pope Micro?
Damn. Hell yeah.
MP, they call
him. I have visions of damnation.
Remove all the penises, hurry.
You call him PMP, dog.
God Pope is
MP.
Pissed.
Maybe he was like a victim of the Catholic Church in a similar way to the
he
current
got touched.
Modern. And then he was just like walking through halls where penises, and he's just like, oh, fuck, get these out of here.
Yeah. Touched by an angel, dog.
Oh, yeah.
But it'd be weird to see that angel in Sunday Mass.
Better be touched by an angel than touched by your Uncle Gary, dude.
You're the seat of the devil, man.
You're the seat of the devil, dog.
That's what I would say.
You My think Uncle so? Gary was an angel.
When he molested
you? He was a Hell's Angel.
Yeah, they definitely did some kid fucking.
He had an angelic touch. No, dude, they're way against it. They're totally against that, dude. They done murder people for that shit, dude. Hell's Angels? Seen a documentary.
Is that true?
Okay. It's probably mostly true.
So they just gang rape women instead?
Yeah. I mean, prison.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's cool.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Why do y'all look at
me, guys, it was
dude?
A great episode. Yeah, that was so nice. I'm glad I'm going to end on gang rape because it's the holidays.
Also, we were just kidding, Hell's Angels. Like,
yeah, it's a joke, dude.
I mean, I'm with them, dude.
They don't like Mexicans.
There's a couple of... Some brown Hell's Angels, dog.
Really?
You don't think they get crisp down in hell?
Again, you guys, it's been a great episode.
What are we at, dude?
53.
See? That was perfect timing. You're just trying to get to a comedy show.
Oh, yeah, what time is it?
Just on end on? Are we good? What do you want to do?
The Respect for Marriage Act was signed into law.
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, some bullshit.
¿Quién crees que eres?
So that gays can continue to have...
Yeah, and interracial couples. This is why the Pope's freaking out.
Oh, interracial couples, too?
These are the omens he's seeing.
I know. We don't stand a chance anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, the Pope is like, the Equality for Marriage Act got signed into law. It's going downhill. We're going down fast, folks.
Folks, hold on to your seatbelt.
Praise Jesus.
Take your communion. Do your Hail Marys.
Eat this wafer and grab what's under these sheets.
And for God's sakes, why are there any penises in the Vatican?
More epos.
We'll see you next week, folks.